think. Oh.
Hello, my name is Bob, and this is the BNS Awesome Podcast. We're going to review two movies today.
That's right.
Nice and quick.
And I'm Scott, and this is the best podcast in the Elk Valley.
Your voice sounds like velvet. Shame about your looks.
Velvet, oh, velvet.
Alright, so we watched two movies today, is the difference.
Yeah,
movies that Scott has never seen before, despite the fact he thought he saw them
before. I totally thought I saw one of them before, and I was like...
He's like, oh yeah, I've seen this before! Then it's like, every question
I'm
after
sure.
question.
I'm sure. I've seen one of them. And then I was like, I totally have never seen one of these ever. We ended up watching...
Pacific Rim.
And Pacific... Legacy?
Pacific Rim Uprising.
Kind of sounds like... Like a really nice toilet. The Pacific Rim Uprising. No, right,
so
coming at you, 4K, only $3.99.
We're not going to have spoilers for the first review, but we might have spoilers for the second review. So, Scott, what were your feelings on the first Pacific Rim movie you watched? And I guess run us through the brief synopsis.
Brief synopsis, there are giant monsters that come into the ocean through a portal.
The breach. The breach in your pants.
They have 14 months. In 14 months, they come up with the Kaiju are the bad guys, right?
Kaiju
are the bad guys, and they come up with, like, mechs. What are they called again? Sorry.
Jaeger.
The Jaegers, yes. They come up with the Jaegers. They have to, like, it's an ongoing war between the Jaegers and the Kaiju. Charlie Hennemer walks around with, like, his, like, a fucking really cool look the whole time. And it's pretty cool look, I must say. And then Idris Elba is in there, and he's like, I don't know, Charlie. You walking with that strut. No. All in all, they're trying to close the breach. They end up closing the breach. Spoilers! They close the breach at the end.
Okay, well, I saw this movie in theaters when it came out a couple times. It was a gap in between movies. It was before Godzilla 2014 and anything else that happened. When I saw Pacific Rim... The music made the movie for me. I love the music.
The music
in the first
is
movie.
Really well done.
The theme. And I love the... It's one of my favorite Del Taco movies.
You like the monster movies, too. Like the big
monster. I am a
monster
fan. I have to see Rampage, though, because I've been busy and I can't see it.
Rampage.
I hear it's Liddy.
Good Liddy. Yeah, Rampage looks good, too. I enjoyed it. It was... some of the acting is really bad in it, though. Like, I pointed out a lot of stuff that I was like, huh, why would they do that?
Scott just has no love in his heart, and he's can't imagine a movie that's a fairy tale about giant robots and monsters.
Hey, I watched Taco's,
Shape of Water.
He's
just a fish furry, that's what he is.
Yeah, I like...
He's a scaly.
Yeah, I like watching fish people bang, okay? Is that none of that? But I still enjoyed it. I love watching... like I said, I wish it was a video game where it was similar to this. Where you get, like, the big mechs and you, like, get to customize them.
I suppose Armored Core would be the closest thing.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, like, customize, like, everything. Like, that'd be a really cool game. And you just fight monsters.
You heard it here, folks. AAA title.
If anybody steals my idea, I will fucking stab you in the throat. I think that'd be a really cool game. I like that sort of stuff. I love big monster stuff. Same with, like, robot games. I don't know. I'm weird, I guess. I don't play them, but I like the concept of them. Yeah. How does that make you feel, Bob?
Getting to our movie.
So... There's Charlie Hennemer from the motorcycle show. What the hell is that called? Sons of Anarchy. He's also in a few different shows. Most people remember him from that. Arthur, I think he's in Arthur. King Arthur.
You know what I remember him from?
What?
Being Riley. Riley.
Riley. And then there is Idris Elba.
Stacker Pentecost.
Yep. There you go. Who else is in it?
Mika Mori.
Isn't she in X-Men? Or Wolverine Origins?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say the next part I was going to say. Anyways. It's not bad. I like the story. I like the fighting of the robots.
I would argue that the music and the fights and to me, the pacing is better in the first one.
See, that's where we differ. I enjoy the music and the fights better in the first one, but I enjoy the pacing a little better in the second one. Because there's, it goes, like, the pacing in the first one is, like, it shows, like, how, like, all of this happens, and then it goes to, like, a big fight scene where they fight the...
The knife head.
And then the knife head is the first one they fight, right?
Yeah, it's the one that rips his arm off.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about the next one. Like, when they have that other big fight with the three of them before they have fight the level five.
There's a mid-fight. Yeah, with two of them.
And they ramped up that mid-fight way too high for that end fight, which was a really big low.
Okay, if you think the end fight was a low, were you sleeping? Were you sleeping? Were your kids sitting on your testicles and, like, giving you drowsy looks and they're punching you in the stomach?
I don't know. I thought that just the way that worked, it wasn't right.
I will disagree with you 100%. The first fight shows that Gypsy Danger with those two pilots can hold its own.
Yeah.
The third fight shows absolute hopelessness.
Yeah, the third fight.
Nothing's going well. Strike Eureka blows itself up, spoilers, to take out the other two. Gypsy Danger is crippled at this point. It cannot even move.
No. There's a fight before that. They ramp it way up. Like, it's like a really big ramp up, and they finally kill it, and everybody's like, woo, we killed them. Yeah, when the Russians get killed. That fight.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying that fight isn't more... There's more spectacle, but it's not as intense.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, they ramped up the spectacle way up. And then, like, when it came down to the other one, like, it wasn't, like, a gigantic fight scene.
Okay, they're fighting underwater. They can't see. And it's... The other one, the first fight in that... Well, okay, the second fight of the movie is showing Gypsy Danger in its most badass. It is showing that Gypsy Danger can take out anything.
Yeah.
The third fight is hopelessness.
No, because the one with the Russians, where the Russians get killed and stuff.
Yeah, Gypsy Danger owns that fight, 100%.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then the third fight, Gypsy Danger is crippled to the point where it can't even walk within minutes.
Yeah, I just, I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's it, Bob. This is the end of it.
It's like we were watching different movies.
No, I felt like it was like a huge ramp up for that fight. Like, everybody was like, oh, yeah, like, and, like, they could have, if they would have had, like, the big fight of the big monster at the end there, it would have worked, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was paced weirdly.
Okay, just in all fairness, I can kind of see what you're saying, but first fight when they fight
Knifehead,
Gypsy Danger gets ripped to shreds.
Destroyed, yeah.
It jobs. It barely makes it back to shore.
Yeah.
Third fight, Gypsy Danger jobs.
Yeah, gets ripped to shreds. And then...
You need to have your middle showcase to show Gypsy Danger isn't just a jobber. Gypsy Danger...
Gypsy Danger's not a jobber.
You gotta show that Gypsy Danger, even though it's an old piece of junk, with the right pilots, it can get things done.
I agree with the statement. The pacing on that could have been done better.
We're gonna argue... There's gonna be spoilers for the next movie, obviously, now, but... I disagree, like I say, because it shows that Gypsy Danger... Gypsy Danger is not a good Jaeger.
We're going to get tired of saying Gypsy Danger.
I love...
Gypsy Danger.
I love the design of Gypsy Danger way more than I like Gypsy Avenger. I think Gypsy Avenger looks like a Ava.
I like the big, wide... He's got a big, wide, like...
Visor
in first face. I really like that. And then the other
he
one...
He looks like a super robot, Gypsy Danger does. He's got the fins coming over his head, the three fins that are adjustable, and he's like, look at me, I'm a super robot from the early TV show.
You can tell by the way I walk, I'm a ladies' man.
And then Striker Eureka, same thing. Striker Eureka kind of looks like from Armored Core. It's a war machine.
I like the robots better in the first one than the second one. The second one, they seem really, like...
Generic-er?
Yeah, they took their time with the first one, like, and added the subtle details and, like... The scuff marks on them and shit.
That's the thing, is like, in the first one, all these Jaegers are like...
Just thrown together.
Cherno Alpha is a Mark 1. Like, yeah. They went through different stages. Like, when they show all the Jaegers that aren't shown, like, very much in the background, you can see, like, wow, like, design's changed hugely. Like, the one that, was it Tango Fox or whatever? Tango Coyote, the one that Stryker used that shows up for like a second. You can see it's like way, it's got like cannons on the back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like they ramped up the pacing of it for sure. I love that is like, I love the grittier designs over like the real, like in the second one, the designs are like way sleeker and stuff. Like I like that rugged, yeah, the rugged look of the designs.
So that's what you got going for. You got better designs on the robots, better music. I would argue better action. It draws you into the movie more.
Even I like the action more.
In the first one?
Yes. I like the monster fights.
Because there's more memorable. For me, it's more memorable moments. There's some in the second one. But
yeah, I like the monster versus. Like, it seemed like they were, like, really fighting for something. Like, you know, like, there was actual, like,
weight.
Consequences.
Weight and consequence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I would argue that the third fight is amazing, because it's just so, like, at that point, you figure, okay, Skunner's dead, the other one's dead, all three of the kaiju's dead, all Gypsy has to do is drag this corpse in. He's like, oh, I'm almost there, and then Skunner's, like, in front of him, and he's like, well, I'm committed.
I trust me, like, I enjoyed it all, but, like, I just wish that they could have done that whole part where it went from, like, them finally doing that, and then, like, that other robot landing in with him, and then them going and doing it, rather than breaking it up. That just that one chunk that's broken up from fight one or two to three could have been all taken away.
It could.
That's my only...
The thing is, they put it in there because, I don't know, the robots, the Jaegers, did need to be repaired.
True. But you get my... That's why the pacing issues.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like it could have went from like that to like then that it would have just ramped it up even more, right?
Yeah.
Rather than
it's
ramping
like,
up.
In all fairness, it's like 10 minutes at the most.
I know.
Limit.
It's not a big difference, but just I don't know if that 10 minutes drove me crazy. We're not done yet. We still have to do this other stuff.
Yeah. I suppose. For me, it's a. I don't know, the music, like I say, the action, for me, the characters, the acting, it's all fine.
I like the acting better in the first one, too.
Idris Elba's character, come on.
Who doesn't like him? Idris Elba's great.
Don't you ever touch me again. Two,
don't you ever touch me again. Yeah, Idris Elba's great. Yeah, and that guy from Boondock Saints. If you guys watch this movie, you'll know who I'm talking about. But he plays the biggest dork ever.
He's a ladies' man.
He's wearing suspenders and a bow tie. And
I was upset that he wasn't in the sequel.
Also upset that he's not in the sequel. But still, he looks like a guy that should be wearing like a wife beater and like a stereotypical guy of his ethnicity. Just because of watching Boondock Saints, like, that's my portrayal of him.
He's been ruined for you. He's been typecast in your
head. Yeah, he totally has.
Well, like I say, you've given the rough plot outline. If people have not seen Pacific Rim and they're interested in monster movies, they should probably go see it.
It's a good monster movie. I'm slowly getting more and more into the monster movie genre.
The designs of the monsters, I've never... Yeah, but for what they are, they're fine. They're all different.
I'll say this. The last monster, like when they fight the big monster in the second movie. The second movie. I like him the best. That's my favorite monster.
Yeah, that's fair.
I really like the way that they did that. Charlie Day's in it, right? Is that his name?
I think so.
The guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's really funny in the first one. And then, pretty funny in the second one, too,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, we can talk about that. I think we will probably the majority of our discussions will be the second movie because it's more controversial.
Yeah,
we must agree. The first one's pretty good. We like it.
I like both of them.
Well, of course, I like them both, but like for me, the first one is like, yeah, woo.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Should we give a rating and then move on to super spoilers?
Yeah, we can. You can give your. I want to hear your review first.
I would say it's a fanciful masterpiece of a fairy tale with three great fight scenes and great character development. It's like a fairy book. A Mexican fairy tale.
Oh, yeah.
Sí, señor. But no, when I first saw it, I loved it to the point where I went and bought the soundtrack, and as soon as it came out on DVD, I bought it. And when it came out on Blu-ray, I bought it.
Coming out on 8K next year.
Bought it. Then I'll buy it. I bought it. Yep. I bought the... When I was in Japan, I also saw the Japanese version of the first soundtrack, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta buy it!
Would you think this would work for a Godzilla movie? Godzilla versus, like, the Pacific Rim?
Yeah, they've been throwing that idea around for a long time, because at one point, Legendary was, you know, it was both Legendary and Warner Brothers for both of them. But then, I don't know, if it would work, it would work, but...
Or even if they teamed up.
It would have to be a different Godzilla than the Legendary Godzilla.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted, like, if they were going to be that stupid, one thing I personally would want to see in a Pacific...
Creative Godzilla, not stupid.
If there was one thing I would actually want to see for design, I would want to see the Kaiju version of Space Godzilla. So I think that would be just crazy looking.
Ooh.
Because then you're like, okay, these precursors...
Yeah.
They're from another dimension... Maybe at one point in time they got Godzilla's DNA, and then they made their own space Godzilla.
True enough, there is Godzilla monster references in the second movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, those are Easter eggs. I'm just saying,
Easter
like...
Easter eggs, well.
Space Godzilla, everyone's like, oh, they groan. He's not, like, that good of a character.
Space Godzilla,
but,
Space Godzilla.
As a design, I think Space Godzilla would be a very interesting design for Pacific Rim.
Be an interesting concept, eh?
I really want to say it. Like, of all the monsters that you could have... Like, because he's from space. They're from another dimension. There. Work that in there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be hard to, really. Considering, like, they have right?
Just Godzilla showing up, people be like, eh, that's kind of weird, but cool. But then, like, Space Godzilla show up out of nowhere, people be like, oh my god, their heads would be exploding. They'd be like, this doesn't make any sense, but it's so plausible.
Space Godzilla. Space Godzilla.
So, like, yeah, Space Godzilla has an... Okay, we're not going to get into Space Godzilla.
We went off into Space Godzilla.
We're not getting into Space Godzilla spoilers in our
What about Space... Space King Kong. Yeah, Space King Kong next.
No, that's Mechanic King Kong.
Mechanic King Kong. So, wait. You're saying Space King Kong and Mechanic... or Space Godzilla and Mechanic Kong are fighting Kaiju in the breach.
I want to see a Jaeger. I want to see a Jaeger called. We're bringing in Mechanicon to fight Space Godzilla.
Get him, Chunky. I'd watch that movie.
All right, we got our pitch. Anyone listening? We want to make this movie. We accept nothing but total creative control.
We're looking at you, Fox.
It was Universal who did the last one. Warner Brothers who did the first one.
But Fox, like, is retarded.
Look at you, Special. Fox!
Look at you, Fox!
But no, so my review for the first one would be four and a half ghosts out of five.
That's a pretty good review. I enjoyed it. Music was good. I love the battles. Love the characters better. The pacing, like, just that one spot got me. Like, I'm sorry I keep bringing it up, but it did. It took me out of the movie for that 10 minutes.
I think that was because your kids were punching in the testicles. I still think that's what it was.
Maybe.
You're like, oh, what a... Ow! 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 Ow!
Ow! My left testicle! How do you hit it so precisely? So yeah, there's that issue. Charlie Hunnam is a terrible actor in this movie. He is so bad in this movie.
I would say he's so good.
Oh, no. Idris Elba steals it. Just for those two faults, I give it like a 3.5.
So it averages a 4.
Yeah, I give it a 3.5 for sure. Like me and you share the battles, the music.
The music is the strongest element in my opinion.
Yeah.
The monster battles and the story are all secondary. The music really made the movie for me.
Yeah.
Like the main theme... I heard that and I was like, this is the great main theme.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about that. Like, whenever I'm online looking around, I was like, oh, da, da, da. It's like, is everyone here drunk? Or am I taking crazy pills?
What did you not hear about that? Yeah, they have good build-up for their music. Like, it's like a real... Yeah, like I said, it just like that... They have that, like, first figuring out feel And then they play that Rocky. Yeah, it's good. It works. It works so well for that kind of movie.
Rock mixed with orchestra. Come on, what's not to love?
A rock horse. Rockestra?
I believe it's rock opera, I guess. Ah.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster? Okay, no.
Okay.
Rock lobster got beaten to death by Idris Elba in Pacific Rim, the first one.
Yes, he did.
He was like, rock lobster! Turn around, bam! Head blown off.
Idris Elba was like, I don't think so. That was another thing that kind of got to me. Charlie Hammer's Australian. Using an American voice, Idris Elba's English using his English voice, and then you said the other guy...
The younger Australian kid is American pretending to be Australian.
Yeah. What the fuck? Come on!
Blame the casting department.
Yeah.
You're Australian, and you're American? Well, guess what? You play you, and you play you.
It's Freaky Friday, and Charlie Hammer and some weird guy are changing places. Oh.
Alrighty, so let's get into the inevitable. Pacific Rim 2. If you have not watched this movie, spoilers.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like the way that they pace the movie. Like, it starts slow with a slow build.
What'd you,
Then, like, now, shit hits the fan.
Now that we're into spoilers and whatnot, since we had just watched Pacific Rim, did you notice when they did the review of the movie that they had changed the special effects to mean much brighter?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like
they read the original footage, and so it's like it's been colorized to hell. It seems like,
yeah, like when they were doing
the intro, yeah, the flashback,
yeah, when they like burn all the stuff in the ocean, it didn't look like that. Or like when he like rips off the thing off the back of the guy, it doesn't look like that either. There's a couple things
saturated to hell.
It was like watching that Ghost in the Shell. Where you had like the one that was like normal, and then you had the one where they threw in the fucking stupid
3D CGI.
It didn't need to be there, right?
You hear what he said. He likes his original version, not the new updated version.
That's right.
Did you? He also wants the ScarJo version to get a sequel. So you heard the man. Let's get this happening.
Do it, Fox.
Alright, so I guess I'll do the synopsis of the second one.
Yeah, I'll let you do the synopsis on this one.
Okay, war's been over for 10 years. For some reason, they're still producing Jaegers, because I guess they're like, oh my god, the Jaegers solved the problem, let's keep building them. So they're up to Mark 6 now. They're one mark past Mark 5.
Idris Elba has a son that he never talked about or mentioned.
I'm getting into
this. Sorry.
So anyhow, people are building their own Jaegers. People are living in the ruins, da-da-da-da-da. Idris Elba's son, who he basically disowned because he wouldn't listen, is
who he doesn't make one reference of.
Okay.
Not even one.
Yeah, I know. You have problems with that. I can accept that considering he's like, yeah, he expelled me because I'm a jackass. I'd be like, Idris Elba was like, oh yeah, and I'm just going to mention my son, who is a total embarrassment to me, just to mention I expelled him from the academy, you know?
No. But they could have made that very easily in there. And all it would have had to have been was, like, when they do the little, the mind meld, when he does it with the Japanese girl, all it would have to be is a little picture of a boy. That's it. There. Done.
Never, if you did it with Elba, maybe. She's remembering some of her childhood.
Yeah, but when Charlie Hammer...
It's called Riley.
Riley. And Miniki, Muniki, Mun... Whatever Chinese name, Japanese name she has.
Mika Mori,
yeah. When they mind meld, all it would have to be is that little glimpse of just like a sun, and then it would have been like...
I can accept...
Idris Elba might have had
I can accept John Boyega being in this movie just because.
John Boyega is who?
Finn, Jake.
Did you
mention that in Star Wars he plays Finn, and this movie he plays Jake, and Finn and Jake are the leads for Adventure Time? Yeah, it's just a weird situation.
Maybe he's really going for it. Maybe he's using the Force.
The Force.
The Shack.
But, yeah, so him and Eastwood.
Yeah, Billy Bob Eastwood. I don't know. Scott Eastwood. Yeah, he's got a terrible name.
I should do a podcast with him. Well, Scott, what do you think about this? I'm chiseled and handsome, so...
I think that other fucking guy you had was a dick.
Right you are, Scott.
How did you guess that?
But, conceited prick. My dad does all the good movies. And he's not fucking getting into any of my dad's movies. None of them. Dad only puts me in his movies. Sorry.
So anyhow, yeah, him and a little girl put around a little Jaeger.
My dad was in the Dirty Dozen.
And he gets caught by a Jaeger.
Put the bad and the ugly bomb.
He gets caught by November Ajax. Sorry. He never shows up again.
Yeah, just for like 2 seconds.
He's like, I'm November Ajax. Prepare to be tasered. I don't get paid enough for this. So they're like,
why?
Jake, you can either get arrested or come back to the program as a Ranger.
And like, there's like no, there's nothing there when he does that. He's not even like, oh, I don't know. Okay. And that was the end of that scene.
It's a little weak, the getting him back in there. I'm not gonna, the storyline isn't as good. Just
fault him.
The storyline isn't as good for me as the first one, but
my dad was also in Gran Torino.
I'm gonna talk about. Yeah, you were in Gran Torino too, Scott.
That's right. If you look really closely.
Quit distracting us from our Pacific 2 room. Pacific Rim 2 review, Scott.
Eastwood. Clint Eastwood was my father.
Okay.
Thanks, right. Keep going, Bob. It's been really great having you here. My name's Scott Eastwood.
So, I'm going to talk about this in scenes I don't like and I do like. One part of this that I enjoy in this film over Pacific Rim, this is going to be shocking.
Okay.
I like the dynamics of the main characters of Finn and...
The girl or Scott Eastwood?
Scott Eastwood. I like it because they don't like each other. They have very low synchronization, but they learn to get over it.
Yeah, like they have to almost, right? And his dad... No.
I enjoy them as the leads. I enjoy that part of the movie. I enjoy that they don't cooperate, and then they have to cooperate, and then by the end of it, they're over it a little bit.
Yeah, then they, at first I was like, well, why do they have little kids? And then they explain, like, okay, well, the younger that they sync up, the stronger their they'll sync up further on. And I thought that was really cool. Yeah, sorry.
I think that's an Evangelion reference. There was many of them in the movie, according to me and the internet. So it can't be wrong.
Which the internet never lies.
It brings me to my next problem. I have pacing problems and story problems with this movie.
Do you?
I do.
Like I said, it goes like at a nice slow pace and it ramps up.
Some people argue that Obsidian Black should have had more of a role in the story.
Yeah, they kind of didn't. They just shot it, ripped it apart, and that was it.
He came in, like, I don't know if it's, like, a promotional problem, but he came in, it's like, oh, there's Obsidian Black, he comes in, wins one fight, and then he jobs the second fight, and then he's out of the movie. He's just a plot point. And then the other problem I have is the Jaeger drones. I like that idea, I quite enjoyed it, but same thing, they just come in and smash everything, and then magic button, out.
Yeah, they don't go into a lot of detail on a lot of things.
It's not the details that don't bother. It's just like their only purpose with the plot was to get rid of all the experienced people and all the other Jaegers. And then it's like magic undo button. They're all deactivated.
But in a way, like if that woman was the one that programmed all of them and she was like fucking hacking away. Because she's obviously, like they refer to it, like where she's like, well, you always think that you're the smartest person when you come into a room. Like she must be that smart, right?
It's just... You know,
but in a day,
at that point, they're not really...
I agree.
They're not drones anymore. They're just Kaiju and shells. So they literally blew out of their brain casings. They're not connected to the network anymore.
So, yeah. No, that makes more sense. Yeah, you're right. I just like the pacing.
Yeah, I know you like it. But people have been pointing out that, you know, Jaeger drones, they're all colored white, and they turn into monsters. They've been pointing out that that's... probably some similarity between End of Evangelion with the mass-produced Avas.
I know.
No, you don't.
Probably not.
But,
what are you talking about? You talking about them French fried potatoes?
Yes, we're talking about... I don't know. I like the design of the drones, and I just sort of like to see them... The thing is...
They had a Gundam feel to me, right?
I would argue otherwise, but...
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Gundam, but they just have... Maybe I'm thinking of a different one, but there's one with the white robots that look like they're like real muscular, like.
You might be thinking of Evangelion.
I probably am. Never mind. I just won't say anything else.
But no, the rest of the podcast. I would have enjoyed seeing the drones as a bigger part of the movie, just personally.
That would have been cool. To see them actually manned up for a little bit.
See them actually being used for a little bit, have them go berserk, and maybe actually have the Jaegers have to fight them.
Yeah, rather than them... Yeah, they don't fight them at all, do they? They kind of get jobbed.
It's like one takes off one's head,
yeah,
and then they just destroy everything else.
Yeah, they don't really put him... Do a good...
They destroy everything, and then... Boop, gone. Yeah,
gone. Huh. I never noticed that. It's weird when you watch a movie and then somebody points them out to you and then you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm ruining movies for people.
never watching another movie again.
But yeah, like, I like the design of the drones and I would have liked to, like, did we really, it could have been a twist. Did we really need the kaiju coming through the portal?
Not really. It was kind of cool when the portal shut and it chopped the ones in half.
That was
pretty ballin', yeah. It was like,
if they had the technology to produce kaiju on this side, essentially, did we really need to open the portal again? And which brings me to my other problem with the movie, changing it retroactively so they were looking for Tokyo, when they actually start in the ocean and they went every direction except for Tokyo.
Yeah.
In the first one, it's like the first one, Trespasser, attacked San Francisco, and then started making his way inland, which is totally the direction to go towards Tokyo.
You know, because that's where Tokyo is.
Like you say, I just didn't feel the weight of it. Like, in the first one, it's like, they're going to keep coming, they're going to send more.
They're going to
be stronger. Like, they're not sending Cat 3s anymore, they're getting sick of us. They're going to start sending Cat 5, 6, 7.
They sent some 4s, now they're sent to 5. Like, shit's getting real.
And we're done making Jaegers, we're just going to put up this wall that does nothing.
Yeah, and Ron Perlman in the first one was amazing. They needed to bring, like, they give them a little reference of him, but they needed to bring him back.
I know, like I say, so, like, I just did not feel the threat of them jumping in the volcano to destroy the world.
I also didn't feel, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it felt more like a Power Rangers movie.
There's elements of the movie that I like. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't hate this movie.
I don't hate it either.
There's parts of it that, if you think about it, they annoy you.
Yeah, like, it really feels like, kind of does feel like a Power Rangers movie. You're waiting for them to morph together and
like that
never happens.
If it was just like up to me, like maybe don't kill off Obsidian Black till the end. Maybe have Obsidian Black in the drones and have your final fight between all those guys.
Yeah, and you could like literally be like Obsidian Black is like winning against the drones finally, and then
Obsidian Black would be leading the drones because he's also
a character.
Gypsy Avenger?
Yeah, have Gypsy Avenger taking them down, and then maybe having the girl being able to, like, reprogram the other ones.
I could take anything. Even this movie's okay.
It's okay.
It's just the retroactive changes annoy people.
I like, they were too shiny. The Jaegers were too shiny. They look like they were just, like, sports cars polished up.
See, even that doesn't bother me. I enjoy that there was variety, but, like, having the giant wrecking ball Jaeger kind of annoyed me a little bit.
Well, yeah, they could have done so many cooler things. Like, I like the old gritty style. It just seemed cooler.
I can live with, like, sure, I love Gypsy Danger way more, but I'm not going to say Gypsy Avenger is a bad design.
No. The music wasn't as good.
The music was... Subpar. It could have been way worse, but it was okay.
It was, yeah, like, meh.
It's like, eh. But it's not like I fell in love with the music.
No, not half as much. The CGI was worse. It looks like they kind of skipped on some of the CGI.
There's a little bit of problems, yeah, but some of it actually looks okay. I got it. Like, the scenes with your favorite monster at the end, like, he's rendered pretty good.
He looks awesome. But, I mean, like, I don't know. There's a few times where, like, they zoom in on stuff. It just doesn't look right. That's what I noticed. Like, in the other one, I never noticed it. And for me to notice it, not being much of a nerd for, like, that CGI, like, this looking for CGI, yeah.
There was arguments behind, like, the suits and the technology and whatnot, and arguments, because, like, you look at the original Jaeger Conpods,
yeah,
and, like, it's crazy, and then, like, there's way less in the new ones, but you can argue that technology got better, so they didn't have to have as much for harnesses and whatnot.
True. Yeah, I suppose.
Same thing. supposedly, like, the actors didn't want to wear lenses over their face, and that's why there's holographic lenses that come on.
Oh, really?
But that's fine. Like, that's an improvement in technology. I buy that.
Yeah, you can buy some of it.
Like, the first stuff when they showed, like, the behind-the-scenes things, it's like, oh, it looks terrible. But then when you see it in the movie, you're like, you know, it's not actually bad. I can get along. This is fine.
Yeah. It was okay. I'll give it an okay.
So, yeah, it was okay.
2.5 Yeah, I give it...
I'd give it higher. I'd even give it a 3. I'd give it over the halfway mark.
I would say go check it out. If you're into, like big monster movies, check it out.
Monster movies, robot movies.
It's worth the watch. Like, it's not like you're like...
It has its moments. They're not as...
It's not as good as Ready Player One, but...
Okay, Ready Player One...
is the songbird of our generation.
It is Steven Spielberg's finest film he has ever directed and will ever direct.
I heard that Clint Eastwood is in the next one. Actually, Clint Eastwood was in Ready Player One, wasn't he? Isn't there a gunfight?
There might be.
That's right, you're first in the BNS Awesome Podcast.
I heard the sequel, Ready Player Two, is going to have Scott Eastwood as the lead.
That's right, my dad's directing. It's going to be gritty and dark. Gritty and dark.
Well, as long as we're talking about nonsense, let's...
Another...
What do we average? That's 2.75 for...
About that. Yeah.
Pacific Rim.
Try it out.
Two, Uprising.
I
hope they make a third one, but... Oh!
What they did
with Charlie Day, let's talk about that before we end.
Lock him up.
No, but I hate that whole arc of turning him into being the villain. It bothers me a lot.
Because I totally... But then again, I kind of like that the other guy wasn't the villain.
I would have preferred neither of them to be the villain.
Yeah, true. Charlie Day played a really funny villain, though. Like, when he's playing with it, he's like, ha-ha! Never seen this before, have ya? Ha-ha! It was... I understood it, but, like, it was nicer to have that him as a villain than I don't know who else you would have picked.
You could have had any other reasons... options.
Yeah, I suppose. You probably could have had it so you didn't even need another villain. Like, an actual villain. Like, it could have been just...
It could have been, like, we're gonna use these drones with kaiju. Yeah. But we're not gonna say what's in it, and then it goes horribly wrong. Like, oh my god, what the...
And then the lady still could have been the hero helping them.
Yeah, but it's like we thought we had it under control. It's like, we never intended for this to happen, but now Obsidian Black and his drones
have
taken over, and now they're going to attempt to do whatever the precursors want. We've made our own kaiju by accident.
You could have went that way, for sure.
The breach was closed, but we thought they wouldn't be able to control them from here.
So, yeah, you could have went a bunch of different ways, which is...
We should be high-paid Hollywood writers, Scott.
We should be.
At least low-paid Hollywood writers.
Steven Spielberg, I'm ready to write Ready Player 2. And Peter Jackson, let's write The Hobbit fucking 7. That's right, you heard it here first. BNS Awesome Podcast. Hobbit 7. Spoilers.
This time it's personal.
They fight Jean-Claude Van Damme.
They ride eagles the whole way.
Yeah.
It's actually just, it's like a movie like Top Gun, but with eagles.
And they get to the very
eagles
end.
Eagles and hobbits.
They get to the very end and, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme's there and he's like, Charlie! Do it, Charlie! And he throws the ring in the fire, and it's over. One movie to rule them all.
Ready Player 2. Two. The Hobbit, Part 9.
So, another thing that happened was I was right about a date, kind of.
You were right about a what now?
A date. Fallout 76. I believe I said it was coming out this year. And I heard somebody say, no way, Scott. It's not coming out this year.
You know, I'm pretty sure I'm on record on the microphone. I said I don't think it would be this year. But we'll see about delays. If it comes out early, like for Christmas season, that'd be great.
I'll buy you it for Christmas. You can buy me it for Christmas? Christmas gifts are done. You heard it here first, folks.
He just took off his pants when he was saying that.
You just stop looking at my erection, okay? It's weird enough that I have it. That's right. Best podcast in the Kootenays.
I'm so glad we have so much competition.
Yeah.
A little girl was going to start her podcast and I had her leg broken.
Hey.
And then I stole her microphone. It was like a little pink Barbie once.
Yep, that's right. I tied her up with it. Threw her in the river. You know.
That's how we roll.
That's right. God, it feels good to be a gangster.
But But yeah, like I say, it's not a bad movie. It's not a great movie. It's, I don't know, maybe with time, I'm going to buy it, the physical copy. Yeah. I got the digital copy. Maybe it'll come to grow on me more. Maybe it'll annoy me more. It has its moments.
It does. It has moments. But
it's just, I don't know. The first one, yeah.
First one's much better. I like the first one a lot better.
We'll see. If they make a third one, that I'd be pretty stoked. I still want to see a Pacific Rim version of Space Godzilla. Just leave regular Godzilla alone. I want to see Space Godzilla.
Space Godzilla. Space Godzilla. Because
it's designed so stupid already that like it's not like they're going to ruin anything.
Would you like a Godzilla game?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
They have Godzilla games?
They got a bunch.
I know of one.
I know of like 17.
What? Have any of them reviewed very well?
No, the pipework ones are pretty terrible. I mean, good. I mean, go Atari!
I don't know. I would, like I said, that would be such a cool movie to be able to, or a game, to be able to, like, build your mech, or however you want to.
That's Armored Core. I think you can, it depends on what game. Like, last Armored Core game I played, it was on Vita or the PSP. I can't remember. But when it comes to, customization, it was pretty dead on.
Hmm. Might have to check out these Armor Core games.
Armored
Core. Armor Core.
Armored. Duh. It's Dalek'd. What does Dalek'd mean? We've Dalek'd the Kanju.
Yeah. I had a good time watching movies tonight. And
it's been a while since we've done it.
Yeah, we're going to try and get back into like the game, movie, TV show.
I believe it's movie, TV show, game.
Yeah, because we haven't done that for a bit. So we got to really...
Then we got to start doing those recordings. Somebody's got to get a capture card and start wearing nicer clothes.
Yes, I don't wear nice clothes.
Well, we got to get...
Is going to be the face of the BNS Awesome Podcast.
We'll get Garrett and we'll just disguise him as us.
That's right.
We can film one half with him here and then we'll put him up, get my clothes on. So it'll be two Garretts. We'll represent both of us.
Yeah, I like that idea. You heard it here first, folks. Garrett,
I would run away, but you don't listen, so you'll never see it coming.
We also got maybe a review for God of War coming up soon. We gotta talk to the Garrettster and see if he wants to do it still.
Yes.
And we still got some stuff to give away. If you guys write mpnsawesomepodcast@gmail.com,
we'll give you a sex box if you got a good question. If you have any other questions...
She's my sex box, and her name is Sony. Yeah, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns about our podcast...
Complaints. Or just general, you want to know something or get in touch with us.
Yeah. Write in, man. Like, we're up for it. I think we're going to call her a day.
Yes, it's getting late, and I have to get back up to El Fordo. It's in Mexico.
El Fordo.
El Fordo.
To see his Spanish flower, Rita. Oh, mamita. Oh, Roberto, I love you, Roberto. Kiss me.
Do not touch me, senorita. Now get on mi amigato. Pronto.
Pronto.
Yeah, so, that was me butchering other languages.
So for the BNS Awesome Podcast, I'm Scott.
And I'm Bob the Butcher.
If you guys want to write in, you can get a hold of us at bnsawesomepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at bnsawesomepod. You can also find us on Stitcher. Just search up BNS Awesome Podcast. And you can also find me streaming over at www.twitch.tv/inkguy.
A weird naked goblin just walked into the room.
Hello, naked goblin. Do you have any final thoughts for this?
No.
Final thought. No. Just no?
Yes,
you sound like your mother.
And that's all we got. Signing out. See you guys.
Bye-bye.